SBS हिंदी।
दोस्तों, भारतीय महिलाएं जहां भी जाती हैं वो अपना सिक्का ज़रूर जमाती हैं। और हमने पिछले दिनों बात की थी गुरी कौर की, जो कि 40 साल की उम्र में ऑस्ट्रेलिया की डिफेंस फोर्स में दाखिल हुई हैं। आज मैं आपकी मुलाकात करवा रही हूँ नेरेटा सॉमर से, जो कि मूल भारतीय हैं और बस 2-3 मूल भारतीय महिलाओं में से एक हैं जिन्हें कमर्शियल पायलट की ट्रेनिंग मिल चुकी है, वो कंप्लीट कर चुकी हैं। तो आइए मिलते हैं नेरेटा से। हेलो नेरेटा।
Hi, how's it going?
Very good. Nerita, tell me first of all about your background.
Okay, so I am of Indian heritage. I grew up in South Africa and I immigrated with my family back in 1999. My dad is an educational professional and I have a background in commerce.
All right. Now, tell me, what motivated you to take up a commercial pilot's training, Nerita?
Well, a few factors. So growing up, I've always had a love for aviation and planes. It started off very early in my childhood when my grandfather used to take my younger brother and myself to the annual air shows. And I remember seeing these amazing aerobatic stunts. But one thing I didn't see was any female pilots. And it's only until later in my schooling years, coming from an Indian background, family do consider getting a stable job as paramount. So I went down the commerce route, but I started to see a lot more articles on female pilots. And Captain Annie Divya is the world's youngest Boeing 777 pilot, mm-hmm. and she works for Air India. She was one of my inspirations to give my aviation journey a go, and in early July of 2017, I decided to write my entrance exam into aviation, and I was surprised I actually got in. And ever since, my mission is to inspire other young girls, women of all ages, to take up aviation, whether it's for a hobby or to take it as a real career move. My one of my career aspirations is to go into the commercial airlines. I just feel in this day and age, women can achieve the very same things as men, but in doing that, we need to have a lot more role models. So young women from a very young age can see that this career is a very achievable one.
Absolutely. And what did your parents have to say about this career or your option?
Look, my dad and I have a very close relationship. He's always motivated me to do my best. He's instilled some of the toughest work ethic, mm-hmm. both in myself and my younger brother. Initially, he was a little, I guess, anxious, mm-hmm. because I am the first in my family to be undertaking such a career. It does come with some risks, but, you know, at the end of the day, it is a passion I've had ever since I was a little girl, and he's given me all of his blessings and his support. And I guess as most parents go, he's waiting for the day when I get him free air travel tickets.
Absolutely. What were some of the challenges during the training, and how long was the training?
Well, I'm currently completing my training, so all things being equal, at the end of 2019, I will graduate with my commercial pilot's license. I guess one of the biggest challenges I faced throughout this whole journey has been being a female, but not just that, being a female from a different cultural and racially different background, an ethnic background. And there's, if you look at the major airlines in Australia, I don't see any female pilots that look like me. And for me, I'm hoping to change that dynamic moving forward. So If Alan Joyce or Richard Branson is hearing this radio cast, hopefully they can look at me as someone who's a dedicated hard worker and wanting to add to their amazing organizations. So I guess for me, the challenge is not having enough role models that I can identify with in the industry.
Absolutely. We congratulate you and salute you. And you think you'll start flying as a commercial pilot after 2019?
That's correct. That's my hope.
Sure. Finally, what's the parting message to other young ladies?
Any message, just give it a go. Don't worry about the negativity or society's expectation of what women should be. At the end of the day, you are, you know, the captain of your future, and you get to choose what you do. Keep studying. Education is power, as Nelson Mandela once said. Invest in yourself, because that's where you're going to get your highest return on anything you do.
Thank you so much for your time today, and we wish you all the best, Narita.
Thank you so much.
sbs.com.au/hindi पर जाए और ऐसे अंश का आपकी भाषा में आनंद उठाए।